very much, Mayor. I want to thank Mayor Villaraigosa for his commitment to this issue, a commitment which began many years ago when he and I sat next to each other on the City Council. It was clear in his actions then, and it has been clear throughout his mayoralty, that he is committed to solving the rape kit backlog crisis at the LAPD. And the plan that we are announcing today, thanks to the leadership of the mayor, is a true testament to his dedication to this issue. And I also want to thank Chief Bratton. There is no finer police chief in America, and there is no chief more personally or professionally committed to the issues relating to rape than Chief Bratton. Since Chief Bratton has been the chief of the LAPD, rape has gone down an astonishing 36%. That tells you, more than anything else, the level of commitment he has to dealing with this issue. I have been working on this issue for 6 years because of the woman standing to our right, Jerry Elster, who met with me in my office and told me of the issues relating to the backlog and the need to test all rape kits in real time. Thanks to her and her advocacy, we are changing the way the LAPD will handle this issue from here on out. And I'm proud to stand today with the mayor, with Chief Bratton, and with Councilmember Gruhl to reform the city's commitment to Jerry and the thousands of women in this city who have been raped. The reformed commitment is to test every rape kit in real time and to test every kit in the LAPD's DNA backlog. Now, about a year ago, I developed a plan to address this backlog and this crisis. Tomorrow, the City Council will vote on the first phase of this plan. Tomorrow, the council will vote, and I hope to approve the hiring of 16 new scientists at the LAPD Crime Lab. That is 10 criminalists and 6 associated positions. This plan will continue over the next 2.5 years to hire 10 new criminalists and 6 new other scientists every 6 months, until that crime lab is full and until the PiperTech crime lab facility is also full. So that is part one of the plan. Hire 10 new criminalists every 6 months and 6 other scientists every 6 months until those positions are full. That will bring us to a total of 74 criminalists and 100 total staff at the LAPD. The second part of this commitment is to deal with the backlog. And how are we dealing with the backlog? Well, it's been forgotten, but in the mayor's budget last year, $1 million was put in that budget to start to clear the backlog. Wendy Gruhl and Eric Garcetti and I added $400,000 during council deliberations for a total of $1.4 million for this year. Tomorrow, the council will vote an additional $250,000. The commitment here on out is an appropriation of $2.5 million per year for approximately the next 2.5 years until each and every one of those rape kits has been tested. So that is the plan in a nutshell. 10 new criminalists every 6 months for 2.5 years, $2.5 million in outsourcing to clear the backlog for the next 2.5 years. None of this would have been possible, I need to add, without the efforts and support of Council President Eric Garcetti and my colleague on the Public Safety Committee, Greg Smith, who have been instrumental these past several months in seeing that this plan became a reality in this city. But as I say, absolutely none of it would be possible without Mayor Villaraigosa and Chief Bratton's total commitment to this issue, and I thank them very much for that.